Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hey.
It's Thursday.
Hooray.
We're almost there. I mean, great week, but long week. Feels long. It's a little bit on the long side.
I had a lot going on, too, but, you know. Just you got a lot done.
I have gotten a lot done this week. It is true. But it's, you know.
Whew. Is it because John's back?
Yeah. Yep. Life was moving forward. But I was thinking last night that...
I thought you wanted him to get back so he could move forward.
Oh, no. I do. I'm not trying to imply otherwise. But yeah, we got... I mean, it's just been a... It's been a productive week, but we're, you know... Just,
what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It doesn't really mean anything. It's been
Sounds
a productive
like
week, but yeah. It's just been a long week. It's been a long
to
week.
Figure out this. Mm.
Yeah.
Just waiting for Friday.
Are you going to stop doing stuff because it's Friday?
Well, I assume at about 4 o'clock on Friday we'll stop doing stuff, and then we're going to take showers and go up, and watch the sunset, and have drinks, and
partay. Danielle's going to.
Yeah, we're going to partay.
Oh, Danielle, hot ass Danielle's going?
Yeah, Danielle's a man. They're the king and queen of Mill Valley, the Hirsches.
You're not?
Have you seen the throne they live in?
Sarah has stepped down from there, Vinny. She's been dethroned.
I have been dethroned.
Hot ass Danielle,
no question.
And partner.
Right.
Well, he hit the jackpot.
Yeah,
he built a huge business, and then he cashed in.
Yeah.
That's the American dream.
It is the American dream. So they their house is just like... from downtown Mill Valley, they're in Mill Valley. It takes 20 minutes to get. You have to like go up the hill to the... I mean, it takes her 5 minutes. I'm not kidding. I get really scared when I drive up to her house with her. But for me, it takes me, you know,
You passengers need to calm the hell down.
Oh my God, Vinny.
Or you people need to just slow down.
Yes! You're scaring me.
Yeah. Do you really want me in your car holding on?
I know. And people will get mad when I go, oh,
yeah.
It's because you're scaring me.
Let me turn this stereo up because I don't want to hear your...
putting the brake on with your foot.
When you know, there's almost nothing worse than being scared in a car and then someone turns the radio up because then you're like, oh my God, it's total chaos. Like,
wonder why I listen to heavy metal. Drown out your...
Can I ride in the trunk?
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll just follow you in my car from really far behind. But anyway, so they live up at the top of the hill, and they just have this freaking crazy view. Like the view you...
Dream of?
The view you dream of. And so we're going to go over there and watch the sunset. I think we're going with the Igos.
Oh, right.
And we're going to jam. She's going to try to get on that salmon. Remember I told you she ruined the salmon a few weeks ago? She's like determined to be like, no, I really can't cook this. It's so good. I just walked away from it and forgot it. And it turned into a dried out.
I went to go get
out.
A drink and it turned into 10.
Right. Well, you know, when you have something on the stove, you got to stand there and cook it.
She was on the second wing, Sarah.
Yeah, she must have been.
Walk all the way back
right,
down.
Right, she had to take the elevator down to the, you know, the ground floor. But anyway, so that's our plan. I'm living for that. But so it's been a good week, but it's just been a lot. It's been
tough.
A lot happening, yeah.
All right.
How about you guys?
Oh, my sister-in-law's coming today.
Oh.
It's her last appointment at Stanford.
Oh. Are we happy about that?
She's in a trial. I know. She's been in a trial the last couple years for these drugs to see if they help with
cancer.
For cancer. Some kind of abdominal cancer. And it's been a couple years, and now the last day is tomorrow.
And then they're just cutting her loose?
Yeah. Thank you for your service. We do find that these drugs have worked. They've worked on her. She's even had to take shots.
Oh.
You know, she shoots herself.
But are they not going to continue the therapy? I mean,
not for her. No. Ooh. Now you're just like, hey, if your insurance
back in the
can
general,
cover,
oh,
you know, this when it gets fully approved.
Oh, but it'll be
back on board
time before it's fully approved. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's crazy. So it's really it's kept her going all these years.
Damn.
So,
my brother's kind of scared. He was texting me last night.
Yeah.
He's just, he goes, please just make her rest. Make her rest. She hasn't been resting and she's not doing well. And I don't know what I'm going to do without her. It's like all this stuff. I'm like, bro.
Heavy. Oh,
I know.
My God.
So I was all, absolutely, we're going to pick her up from the airport, bring her home, cook her some dinner. And she actually texted me the other day, can we just lay in your bed and watch TV? And I'm like, yes!
Oh my God,
girl!
It's a dream!
You're the best sister-in-law ever!
That's incredible.
Yeah,
she's
so
like,
we'll just hang.
Made for you.
She is. It's fun.
Can we just lay in your bed and watch TV?
Yes, anyway, then she's got to go back on Saturday, and I think there's a birthday anniversary or something like that. So anyway, that's in my plans. And Vinny, John keeps asking me about laptops. So I go, and then he was talking to me this morning. He goes, tell Vinny, ask Vinny. I'm like,
listen,
I'm never going to remember any of this. Why don't you talk to him next week when you see him?
I already told you what I think
know,
you'd need to get.
He has questions.
Okay,
I don't want to talk
him.
About it. I don't like.
I went and got
he needs to
shove
do.
It right
the
off.
New MacBook Pro. Because we were due, the one we'd had, I was using the Mac Air.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was like an 11-inch screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I loved the thing, but the screen was too small, but we used it for 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I dropped it a dozen times. I mean, the thing owed us not one penny. And I didn't even bump it up. Like, I didn't even get more memory and storage.
Mm-hmm, right.
The thing worked unreal. So when I went to go get the new one, I thought, oh, I'll get it. You know, 3 years, it's worth getting the best whatever. I got the MacBook Pro.
Mm-hmm.
They have new attachments now.
Yeah.
So if you want to attach anything normal, like a USB, you got to get an adapter.
Oh.
Hello, Apple.
Oh, I think
it's all
he
dongle
told me that
sales,
yesterday.
Yeah.
It's all these, like, you know, just make
so
the
annoying.
Port that we need so that we don't have to buy your other thing.
Interchangeable.
But that's, look, that's,
right.
you know, that's part of their money-making strategy.
Right.
It has to be.
So I did it.
What
I did
size
it.
Screen did you get?
I got a big screen,
which
15
is what?
Inch.
15. Is that,
right.
like, the biggest?
It's as far as I know.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't. That's the biggest one I've ever had.
Yeah.
I've usually been using these little...
Yeah, little
it's
mini
basically
lappy.
This thing.
Mm-hmm.
My iPad with a keyboard. But still, now that I've got the thing home and I'm using it, I could have done the MacBook Air again just with a bigger screen.
Oh, interesting.
It's fine. I would bump up the storage.
Is the... Mm-hmm.
But,
sorry.
But that's... It works great.
The MacBook Air, what size? Did you get a... would you get a 13-inch? See, all these questions are coming to my head.
I would get the biggest one they make.
Which
If they make a 15, get the 15.
They might do 17-inch laptops.
Wow.
I think I have a 17-inch laptop. Mm. I never move it.
Right.
I
move mine all day,
Mine's plugged into, like, backups and all kind of, like, John's got that thing where I'm like, we might as well just got me a desktop because I don't, you know, for me to move that thing, I got to... It's a thing.
Yeah. We'd have to move ours around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so you want something
I recommend getting
undo.
The
yeah.
Air.
Okay.
That's what I think. Then you don't have to get the dongles.
Mm. He's going to go to Fry's today.
Your Best Buys are always.
Glad Fry's. You know how he spends so much time pre-shopping.
Right.
So, I don't know, another month we'll have
something. Well, he should call Vinny.
That's why I want him to talk to Vinny.
I'll talk to him.
That's
Vinny
actually
knows
good
a lot, and John knows a good amount. So
I jump right
I don't
in.
I know nothing.
I'm like the person that goes, oh, I need a computer, and then like 4 hours later I have one, and then I spend the next 4 years bitching about the one that I bought. It's good to have a John in your life that does a little bit of research and figures things
saves
out.
Saves some money, too. What are you doing this weekend, Vinny?
Well... It's not the weekend yet, everyone,
Look
just so
weekends.
You all know. It's
what's
only
your,
Thursday.
What's going
know,
on in your life? What's
plan.
In your world?
Yeah.
My friend, okay, so I grew up with this kid, Deepak, in Irvine. We went to high school together. He paid attention. I did not.
Mm.
He went on to go to UCSD again in college. He paid attention. I did not.
Mm.
He is a doctor in Oakland, I am a DJ. You know,
both admirable.
Sure, yeah, look, you found your path in life, Vinny.
We just took separate paths, but we are both living in the Bay Area and hardly ever hang out. So we're going to go mountain biking on Saturday morning.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And it's thanks to him, because I truly do not ever look at a calendar and think, you know what I should do? Make a plan.
Yeah.
I never do that.
Yeah.
So
it is helpful sometimes, you know, then you get to see the people that you want to, and the world doesn't get away from you, you know? I'm like you. I'm just like, the emptier my calendar is, the happier I am. And there are people who can't function unless their whole, even they'll map out, like, if they've got nothing on that day, they put in lunch at noon so that they've got something.
We have someone like that, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, Human is for sure the busiest person I know.
Yeah.
There's no question about
but
that.
But he enjoys being busy,
I
right?
do, yeah.
Yeah, you like
very
that.
Much.
On the go, 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 go.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to do at my house. Absolutely
yeah.
nothing.
Rest.
Well, you can sleep.
Yeah, that's it.
And he doesn't have a TV. I guess I'd be gone all day, too, if I didn't have a TV.
Well, you're not a hobby guy, though. I mean, your hobby is film, so that's sort of your work and your
right.
Yeah, and I
got to
raise money for that, so... that stifles my hobby quite a bit.
Are you raising money for a new project?
Yeah, I'm working on something, so we'll see if I can pull the money together. By the grace of God, I think it'll come together eventually.
God does seem to like you.
Amen.
You know?
Shame.
That is a bummer. You know, DJing was the same thing, that you can't practice your hobby / work anywhere but there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, sitting in your room does not give you the same.
Yeah.
So there you
Unless
are
you
needing
have a studio set up.
Yeah. Right. You remember when you were a kid and you had, like, the, you know, press play and record at the same time on your tape recorder thing, and you'd make, like, you know, you'd make mixtapes and you were the DJ?
I never did that, but
well, that was early days of practice, Vin. You could sit at home and practice and tape and listen to yourself and listen back. Oh, that was a funny bit.
But when I started, I definitely used to say to my boss, I'll work. Can I work? I need to work. Any time.
Yeah.
What time?
Well, and it kept you out of trouble, too. I mean, there you were at work.
Right. So.
It's always a good thing.
But, you know, I mean, the comparison is you can't just go make films. I mean, I guess you could.
Right. You could.
Go buy a camera.
Yeah.
Could shoot it in your room.
It's tough. Getting a crew and location scouts and
I was reading permits. About this musician who was saying, you know, and he's a great musician. He's in the band at the drive-in, but he also makes films. And he was saying he loves music. He's not really that good at it, which is the total humble brag because
he's
badass. I mean, you're
but
not
everybody
that good
thinks
at
they're
it.
Not that good.
Oh, I could be better.
There's so many people who know this instrument better than me. Really? Okay. Because I'm listening to you just rip the living you know what out of it.
I'm working hard at it. I'm trying to get better.
I practice. Anyway, he was saying he actually thinks the ultimate art expression is film because there's so many elements involved to get your point across.
Right.
There's so many ways to say what you're trying to say, but as he listed the things, you just go, oh, film.
It just sounds so difficult.
But it's everything. It's right. every damn thing. It's what you can't just do it in a day or by yourself, or you need...
Well, you can, but it will stink.
You need 1,000 people involved.
I know. There's so many people. It's like little specialized jobs that each of these people do, and then you got to feed all those people. Like, there's a whole cottage industry around supporting the film industry. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I actually think you'd be a great... Like, the way you made everything happen on Olive, even though we've never seen the movie, like, it was kind of astounding to watch you put it all together. Like,
I've seen it. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I've seen it, too.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it with the Dolly songs in it, though.
I know.
Yeah.
It's coming around.
But I just was amazed by... I know you found the process exhausting, but you were good at it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, there's something about it that I just, I'm drawn to. I feel I'm called to do it. I feel led to do it. So.
Film, you mean?
Film, yeah. Like, later on today, around 2 o'clock, there's a kid whose parents, you know, I hung out with the other day, and he wants to make a music video, and he sent me the song, and we're going to sketch out a bunch of ideas. I'm going to help this kid out. It's a, you know, he's into hip-hop, and he's just in school now. And
I cannot wait to see. Is this going to be your first music video?
No, this isn't me at all. This is me just
you're not
mentoring
gonna, like,
this kid
or,
for a little bit.
You're just consulting.
Facilitating it.
I met the kid at a lunch. I saw his enthusiasm. I saw him struggling for words. And then my heart went out to him. I called his dad. I said, can I have a cup of coffee with you? And he said, sure. And I said, I like your son. And if you want, I can help him a little bit with this project.
Oh,
good. And the dad said,
about this person.
Oh, you asked the dad first if you could meet with the son.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a lot of meetings.
Absolutely.
Well, he loves meetings. You know, well, they fill his calendar.
With kids, like you, I really feel like you have to tell the parents everything. I mean, everything.
Well, yeah,
I don't hide one
people
thing.
People are very
ever.
Suspicious of you
They're
know grown
suspicious.
Men who want to hang out with kids.
But you know what it is? It's the parents. They like to peripherally be involved. They want to cheer on their kid on some capacity, and you know,
we do love our children.
Right. Right.
Since you made them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to meet with
it's
the
weird.
Kid.
Then, I mean, that goes for adopted kids.
Sure, all the kids.
All the families, all the parents.
They matter.
And then I'm going to call the dad right after. I'm going to say, this is what we talked about. This is how it went. So on and so forth.
Mm. So. Well, it's amazing that you're not going to take credit for the video. I think you should.
No. You help when you can, right, everybody?
Yes,
right,
you
human.
Do. You help when you can.
Good job.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Benny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday. We'll be right back after Ed sings his little heart out.
Sarah and Benny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.